Random House Audio presents Alice I Have Been by Melanie Benjamin. Read for you by Samantha Eggar. Cuffnells, 1932. But oh, my dear, I am tired of being Alice in Wonderland. Does it sound ungrateful? It is. Only I do get tired. Only I do get tired. I pause, place the pen down next to the page and massage my aching hand. The joints of my fingers in particular are stiff and cold and ugly, like knots on a tree. One does get tired of so many things, of course, when one is 80, not the least of which is answering endless letters. However, I cannot say that, not to my own son. Although I'm not entirely sure what I am trying to say in this letter to Carol, so kindly inquiring as to my health after our hectic journey. He accompanied me to America, naturally. If I'm being completely truthful, I would have to admit my son was much more excited about the prospect of escorting Alice in Wonderland across the ocean than Alice herself was in going. "But Mama," he said in that coy way, entirely ridiculous for a man of his age, and I told him so. You owe it to the public. All this interest in Lewis Carroll. Simply because it's the centennial of his birth and everyone wants to meet the real Alice. An honorary doctorate from Columbia University? He consulted the telegram in his hand. Interviews on the radio. You simply must go. You'll have a marvelous time. You mean you?